Does God still punish his wayward children? What might he do? Your teens can have confidence that God will answer their prayers. It is normal for teens to seek greater independence and preparation for heading out on their own. But if they are becoming rebellious and disrespectful, they are setting themselves up for trouble because God may refuse to answer their prayers until they get their heart right. So pray that He softens their hearts and gets through to them. Teens will have days when they are moody, sullen, and on edge. Part of this irritability is due to all the hormones being released in their bodies. And some kids are just naturally strong-willed, but this is no excuse for outright rebellion and disobedience. 1 John 3, verse 21 and 22 says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." Your heart will condemn you when you are disobeying God, and you won't have the confidence that He hears you. But the good news is, if you are doing your best to keep His commandments and please Him, you can have faith that He will answer your prayers. As a parent, you might wish that your children would never disobey you, but would always obey eagerly and cheerfully. But life usually doesn't work out that smoothly, and very likely you will have to deal with rebellion. At least passive rebellion at one time or another. Just make sure to pray for wisdom and strength to deal with it. You need to be firm, but you also need to be sensitive to God's Spirit to know what approach will work best with your child. Father, I bring my children before you in prayer and ask you to have mercy on them. They are becoming argumentative, sullen, and rebellious. I'm concerned for them. Please soften their hearts and lead them and help them to be sensitive to your Spirit so that they won't have to suffer your chastisement. Help them seek you and resolve all issues that stand between you and them so that you can once again hear their prayers and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.